I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois lawmakers want to eliminate medical co-pays for prisoners. They are currently charged $5 to see a doctor or dentist. But advocates say that's a lot of money for prisoners and their families, which means offenders don't ask for treatment. John Amdor represents the John Howard Association, a prison watchdog. He says that can be dangerous for everyone.
The copays themselves have been identified by the Centers for Disease Control as being a public health risk to both inmates as well as staff and visitors when you let treatable communicable diseases go untreated.
The Department of Corrections is being sued over failure to provide basic health care. Supporters say eliminating copays would help the department meet the medical needs of prisoners. In other news, Sandwich Mayor Rick Olson is resigning after facing charges of solicitation of a sexual act. Peter Medlin has more.
Rick Olson was one of eight charged as a result of a prostitution sting this weekend. The joint investigation by the LaSalle County Sheriff's Office, Trident Drug Task Force, and local law enforcement dates all the way back to December 2016. That's according to a press release issued May 10th. LaSalle County court records show the alleged incident involving Olson took place on March 14, 2019. Conducted over 3 dates beginning in 2016, the investigation focused on the relationship between prostitution and illegal drug abuse, as well as crime connected to drugs. It also acknowledges that some of the women working in the sex trade in the area are not doing so by choice, but due to struggles with drug addiction. Further investigations are still possible. Olson is set to appear in court in Ottawa on May 31st, facing a Class A misdemeanor. He was first elected mayor in 2013. Prior to his time in office, Olson served as police chief for 16 years before retiring in 2010. I'm Peter Medlin.
Olson's resignation was announced at the Sandwich City Council meeting Monday night. The council will appoint an acting mayor to fill the office until the next election in 2021. The committee that will choose Southern Illinois University's next president assembled for the first time Monday. Over the next 3 months, the panel will forward 10 to 12 candidates to the Board of Trustees. By late September, standouts will be invited to interview. Phil Gilbert is chairman of the SIU Board of Trustees. He said by the end of the calendar year, a new leader should be ready to replace interim president J. Kevin Dorsey. International executive search firm Whit Kiefer is in charge of getting applicants to the Presidential Search Advisory Committee and will be advertising the job in industry publications, plus reaching out directly to well-suited candidates. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Mount Vernon police are asking for the public's help as they seek a bank robbery suspect. Officers say the robbery happened just before 10 o'clock yesterday morning at the People's National Bank. They were told the suspect claimed to be armed but didn't show a weapon. The suspect is described as a black male. He's in his teens or early 20s with a thin build. He was wearing black pants and a hooded sweatshirt. Anyone with information is asked to call Mount Vernon Police or the Jefferson County Crime Stoppers line. That's 242-8477. The photos of the suspect are available at our webpage, wsiunews.org. The state wants those affected by flooding in Jackson, Union, Alexander, Randolph, and 30 other Illinois counties to focus on their safety and cleanup. That's why Illinois Department of Revenue spokesperson Sam Salustro says they can request penalties and interest be waived for late income tax, withholding, and sales tax payments.
Any taxpayer seeking waivers should send a brief written explanation to the Illinois Department of Revenue, either electronically or by mail, and they should include stuff like their full name, an account number, mailing address, and any kind of estimate of when they believe that they can file or pay for their taxes.
Waiver requests can be sent electronically or through the mail. You can get more information at the story on our website. May is Motorcycle Awareness Month across Illinois. It's a time to remind users of the road to start seeing motorcycles. Enthusiasts are also asked to wear protective gear, not drink and drive, and get regular maintenance checks on their bikes. IDOT is offering free motorcycle safety courses to riders who want to hone their skills.